A money tree needs the correct fertilizer. Positive thoughts. A money tree needs the correct fertilizer. Positive thoughts. Have you ever thought of growing a money tree in your backyard? Or growing it in your consciousness? Or growing it in your experience? Well, why not? Why not? Why not grow a money tree in your world? I can tell you one thing. People who are wealthy have money trees. People who have wealthy are fertilizing their money tree with positive thoughts. They're fertilizing their money tree with positive thoughts. And what are these positive thoughts? Have you ever wished you could do something and then said, I've not got the budget for it, or I can't afford it? Have you ever wished you could go and buy something and you know you didn't have the money for it? Well, people who are wealthy never worry about that. When they think of something, they think, I think I'll go buy it. And then on the way there, they say, no, I think I'll do this, or I'll do that. They just have their own attitudes, and they change. They don't change because they can't afford it. They change because they have fulfilled the desire. Now, if you would like an ice cream cone, and you go to the ice cream store, and you buy an ice cream cone, and say, oh, that was so good. I think I'll have another one. Now, you can afford it. And then you say, no, I am really satisfied. I'm satisfied with one ice cream cone, and I think I'm just as happy as I can be. So you quit. It's not that you can't afford it. It's that you don't choose to have it. And this is how our money tree is for us in our world. We don't choose to have it. We don't choose to have whatever things we think we'd like to have. Now, if you'd like a new car, a lot of these people have gone into all these shows on television, and they don't know what they're going to win. They're going to win something. Refrigerator, washer, dryer, car, whatever. And all of a sudden, they win a car. And here it's a real snazzy car. It's a car that doesn't fit their image of themselves. And they say, oh, I don't want that car. That car is just too jazzy for me, too wonderful. It's a Maserati or Porsche or something like that. And so they say, no, I can't do that. I can't have that in my driveway. People are going to think I'm wealthy. Well, what's wrong with that? Are you going to allow yourself to think that you're wealthy? Are you going to allow yourself to think that you have all the money you need to accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish? Fertilizer is positive thinking. You say, I hold my nose when I hear the fertilizer. Well, don't hold your nose, because fertilizer is a very wonderful thing. Positive thinking is a very wonderful thing. And if you want to have experiences in your life, start having some positive thinking about it. Now, we get telephone calls from people all over the world. And we get telephone calls from federal prison and from state prisons and from people who are in prison. And they call and they say they'd like to take the courses of the University of Healing. Well, why? Well, I would like to be illumined. Well, that's great. And what would you like to do with the coursework that you've done? Well, I'd like to be a minister. Well, do you really want to be a minister? What kind of minister do you want to be? Well, that's what I want to take the course for, to learn what being a minister is all about. Ah, we think to ourselves, now here's a person who really does want to be a minister. He wants to find out what being a minister is all about. And he's drawn to the University of Healing because this is the philosophy and the ideals that he wants to have. But he doesn't know what they are. Oh, he does. He does know. He and she, we have women too from all over the world. People come to us to take the courses of the University of Healing because they know that we are positive thinking. They know that we are teaching them the religion of intuitive awareness of who they are. We're teaching them the religion of being themselves and having fun. We're teaching them the religion of recognizing that all in this world is good and very good. Now, if you come into a training and you want to live that philosophy, then that's the place to do it. But if you come in there looking for handouts, looking for somebody to give you help along the way, looking for outward help, that's not the place to be, because the University of Healing and the Church of God Unlimited teach inward help. You help yourself. When you have a confidence about yourself, when you believe that you are good, you believe that you are wonderful, you believe that you are worthwhile, you believe that you are a fantastic person, that's the fertilizer. That's the fertilizer for all of life, for all of good. That's the money tree fertilizer for you. And your money tree is your good tree. What is it that you consider good in your life? Do you consider poverty good? Do you consider illness good? Do you consider lack of any kind good? If you do, then you best go to some other philosophy, some other religion that teaches that sort of thing. We don't. We are like the academic universities who teach, if you want to become a musician, then this is how you do it. You want to become a mathematician, this is how you do it. It's not saying I don't know it. It's saying, what is the technique to know it? And this is what the university is all about. We teach the technique to know all about it. And that technique is available to anybody. It doesn't matter whether you, at the moment, are rich or poor, at the moment are happy or unhappy. It doesn't matter at all. It only matters what you want to bring forth in your life. For poverty is in everyone's world. Richness is in everyone's world. It's just a matter of what do you want to bring forth? What do you want to fertilize in your life? What do you want to demonstrate in your life? What do you want to bring forth in your experiences? Do you want to bring forth the goodness and the allness of everything? Well, then that's what you think about. That's the fertilizer you use on your thoughts. That's the fertilizer you use on your garden. And that's a garden for sure. And as you fertilize that garden, what comes out? Goodness, wholeness, peace, love, truth, divinity. That's what comes out. And that's what really matters. But remember, if you want an orange tree, you have to plant orange seeds. You have to plant the seeds that are going to bring forth the orange tree. If you want an apple tree, you plant apple seeds. If you want a musician talent, you go and train in being a musician. Now, Ellen was in a restaurant the other day, and someone said of the woman who was sitting next to her, oh, she plays every instrument that you can imagine. Now, Ellen said, gee, I'd like to hear you. There's a violin right here. Play it, and I'd love to hear you play it. Oh, no, 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 no. Well, that woman doesn't play every instrument that's there. That woman is not a happy musician. A happy musician plays because their heart is in it, and they don't make mistakes, because to make a mistake, you have to see it. All they do is make beautiful music. Now, Ellen doesn't want to surround herself by people who talk about it. She wants to surround herself by people who are it, who are beautiful musicians, who are beautiful people. Well, she had, just sitting at her table, amongst three other tables, sitting at her table at this restaurant, and
Panera.
And as she sat at Panera, this restaurant in
El Cajon.
La Mesa. La Mesa, yeah, La Mesa. What happened? the people at the table next to her said, they had these musical instruments and stuff, and they were talking. And then the lady was sitting next to her with another person, and then the lady says, oh, you speak German? Yeah. And Ellen says, yes. And so they're talking about German. And then the lady's partner says, oh, she plays at the German club, and she plays music for them. She plays every instrument that there is. And then the men at the other table who had instruments with them, they said, here, you may play our instrument. You know, they had a flute and they had a violin. It was amazing. And here she is sitting in this restaurant with all this creative imagination going on around her. Now, why? Because that's what her nature is. That's the fertilizer she pumps out on her garden. Oh, tell me all about, oh, you are so wonderful. Yes, you are so good. And, you know, the lady didn't even let out a squeak. Now, that lady had the opportunity to be appreciated for what she was, not for what she wished she was. If she was a mediocre musician, fine and dandy. If she was a poor musician, fine and dandy. Little children, I'll play for you. And they're as happy as can be because they're playing. One day, they may be at Carnegie Hall. One day they may be playing. Yes, even little ones now. But the thing is, a money tree needs to be properly fertilized. Any tree that has any of the genius that we are needs to be properly fertilized. And are you ready to fertilize your tree?
Yes.
Of whatever it is you want, or the many things you want, unlimited, and be unlimited, because that's who you really are. And that's what happens to every single person who comes here to the University of Healing. Every single person who comes to the Absolute Monastery, who comes into the Church of God Unlimited, every person, because they're being themselves and having fun. As the Master Teacher said to us, it's done unto you according to your belief. Now, what is your belief about yourself? Are you just full of shit? Are you full of manure? Are you full of fertilizer? You can be, you know, and it can be wonderful. And it doesn't have to smell. It only smells when you say you'd like to do something and then don't follow through. So today, know that you are whole and perfect. You are absolutely wealthy. You are surrounded by beautiful people who you love and bless, and you're living in a world of maximum joy. Have a lovely day. Know I love you very much. And I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you.